The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this on the high seas a couple of weeks ago en route to Israel. Let's call it the stupidity of political correctness. The big happening of May 2011 surely will be the capturing and murder of Osama bin Laden. It will remain in the news for weeks, and rightly so. It appears our president, as former presidents have done, gave the go-ahead recently for those in the know to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. No doubt our president, now campaigning for a second term, thought he might also obtain points for himself if this happened during his presidency. He did obtain points, a measly 2%. The event happened, our people obtained bin Laden's whereabouts, and the job was done safely, swiftly, and the world, especially our country, feels redeemed that this monster no longer exists. However, we learn there is that ugly thought that keeps some Americans, and possibly our president, less ecstatic because of the possible beliefs that our soldiers used the leftist frowned-upon technique of waterboarding to obtain the necessary information of the whereabouts of bin Laden. Our politically correct leaders believe that waterboarding is torture and is or should be illegal. And we have reached a level of sanity whereby we must not subject even our worst enemies to waterboarding. Never mind that our enemies chop off the heads of our soldiers routinely. And because that is so fast, it's not painful. That's not torture. But waterboarding is. That thinking is sheer stupidity. Here are the facts. Pouring water into a person's nostrils with his head upside down may cause enough pain for the person to spit out information which can and does save many soldiers' lives and never kills the victim. I believe it should be used in war when necessary. When we humans have reached the point where we are more concerned about the feelings of our enemies who decapitate our men routinely, and we care less about our own victims, then political correctness is insanity. It became a way of life 4 or 5 decades ago, created by the righteous left. Many believe, as of now, it has practically destroyed Great Britain and France, who bought into it big time, and it will destroy us if we allow it. People, please, let's wake up and let's be logical. Let us not continue to buy into the destructive stupidity of political correctness. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.